And we go now to Slate's Mike Kinsley for analysis of this story and other news. Michael, joining us from Washington today. Is it a coincidence you're there in the city when this big news breaks?
Total coincidence, Alex. I am not the leaker.
All right.
This is, though, one of the great hilarious issues in politics. How do you investigate the White House? Both parties are completely two-faced about it. In the 1980s, you remember Iran-Contra, the Democrats demanded independent counsel, and the Republicans said, oh, no, 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 that's unconstitutional. Terrible idea. The Supreme Court said it was constitutional. They still didn't like the idea. Then in the 1990s, there was a Democratic president and a little business about Monica Lewinsky. And lo and behold, the Republicans are calling for an independent counsel, saying that the administration can't be trusted to investigate itself. And the Democrats are saying, no, 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 the Justice Department can handle it. Marx said, history repeats itself, first time tragedy, second time farce, third time, I guess, it's a tradition. The Republicans are now in office. The Democrats are out of office. Democrats are calling for an independent counsel. And the Republicans are saying, no, the Justice Department can handle it.
Well, what happened to the independent counsel law? It went away, didn't it?
It expired in 1999. Basically, both parties had dissed it so often, and we now have a pseudo-independent counsel provision so that it's sort of independent. He or she can still be fired by the Justice Department, but it would be embarrassing to do it, and they call it an independent counsel anyway.
Let me ask you another kind of an insider question here. According to the Washington Post, six reporters got this leak about this CIA agent. Only columnist Robert Novak wrote about it. Why is that?
Well, reporters are a little bit two-faced, too, about this question of leaks. Should you publish a leak that the government thinks would hurt people, and certainly exposing the name of a CIA agent could hurt people? George Bush Sr. said at the dedication of the new CIA in 1999 that it was the most insidious kind of treason to name a CIA agent. I don't think that's true of Bob Novak, but the question is, there isn't an invisible hand guaranteeing the right balance if the government tries to prevent leaks and the reporters try to get leaks. And reporters should show judgment of their own, and I don't know whose judgment was right in this case.
Okay.